Hello and welcome to Happy Horror Time. Tonight we are mixing it up. I am in my backyard. I don't know if you can hear bugs. I'm going to ask my co-host for the evening. And just to let everyone know, he's way on the other side of the couch. He's not near me. We're being socially distanced and safe. I'm bringing now a really good friend. I just got to know him a lot more recently. I met him at base camp. Very friendly guy who's listened to all 17 podcasts. Is that right, Mr. Jameson?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on here. I'm so excited to be here. Although I was not expecting to be bumped up to guest co-host so soon.
Oh my gosh. Someone's here. We actually have a third guest. Her name is Jana.
Delivering milkshakes.
She brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you,
Jana.
Kind.
So kind. Thank you so much.
We just started, so it was perfect timing. Get out. Just kidding.
No, but you have such a beautiful backyard, and it's so nice to be like in the open air. But
thank you.
Yeah, just here temporarily. I'm not Matt. This is still Matt's
right.
Co-hosting
oh, you know, we
gig.
Should say we should give a shout out to our good friend Matt Emmert, who's quarantining in New York. So, Matt, whatever you're doing in New York City, I hope it's fun.
Yeah.
And we hope you're doing well, and we wish you were here on the couch with us.
Absolutely. Maybe sometime down the road. I just want to give a little tip to all the other big fans of Happy Horror
Time.
Yes,
the billions, really.
Yeah, if you also have dreams of co-hosting this show.
Yes.
The key is compliments.
Get
Matt
you everywhere.
And Tim love compliments. So like when they drop an episode, slide into their DMs.
Yes.
Just shower them with compliments. And then when they give you a shout out on their show, like they did for me a couple weeks ago, that's when you know you're in.
Yes.
And then you bombard them with compliments, and then you get invited on the show.
Flattery will get you everywhere, because listen, you throw stuff out into the world, you hope it sticks, you hope someone's listening to it. And Jameson took the initiative and actually listened to the podcast. So, you know, he'll come to my house, sit in the backyard, drink a milkshake. Bring all the boys to the yard.
No, not all the boys.
What?
No. We're keeping it the two.
Oh, yes. What I mean is the song. I'm singing the song to you. Are you familiar with the song I'm singing?
Yes, I am familiar with the song. We're just keeping
right.
it two.
Right, because it's social COVID. Distancing. Yes. COVID, yes. Masks. I mean, I'm not wearing my mask right now. I did take it off. I need Jameson to see my beautiful face.
So I can read lips.
Right. Yes. Because I'm way over here talking to a small mic like a weirdo. So we've gathered tonight to discuss very important things. We here, it's practically CNN, it's Fox News. We're bringing you important topics.
Okay. I did not agree to be on anything that was correlated or alluded to near Fox News.
I tricked you.
Well.
It's a trick. We're here to discuss... It's a horror film.
Yes, it's a horror... Stop saying that as
it's
if
a horror film. Well, I'm just
debate.
Saying, like, it's not Saw. It's not
Thank
Friday
goodness.
13.
I can't watch that.
I know. It was Jameson's suggestion, and I said yes. I think if he would have said anything, I would have said absolutely.
It's very near and dear to my heart.
Yes. Okay, so let's go back, Jameson. What brought you to this suggestion that we watch this movie?
Okay, are we like leading up to the title of the movie?
Yes, we haven't said it yet, have we? We're building the suspense.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, even though if people read the podcast, they'll know. But we... For
Sometimes
the one person who didn't.
Well, it's for the people who like who use Alexa and Siri. And so they don't like read anything or touch anything anymore. They're just like, Alexa, please play Happy Horror Time.
Right. Which I'm
so
sure
they don't know.
Millions of people say nightly.
Mm-hmm.
Nightly.
Mm-hmm. It's the best time to listen to it right before you go to bed.
Right.
To infiltrate your dreams of horror. And Tim and Matt's voices.
Oh my gosh. Just no pressure, however you want to answer this, but who do you like better, me or Matt? Just kidding. We all know it's me. I joke. Okay. Anyway, so, yes, I totally interrupted you.
Back to the question. Back to the lead-in. Yes. The suspense building. Mm-hmm. Even though I love Happy Horror Time, I do not love horror movies. I did not grow up loving horror movies.
That's okay.
I'm much better now in the past couple of years because I'm very fascinated by kind of like the horror genre, but I'm a little bit too much of a scaredy cat. So like maybe 6 months ago, I won't watch the Saw movies, but I spent an entire afternoon looking up the Wikipedia plot synopses
of the Saw films?
Of all the Saw films.
Wow.
I just read all of them, but like I won't watch them. I won't do it. But like I love...
You're curious.
Yeah.
Like me with women. Go on.
A whole nother topic.
But we can't touch all topics. Go on.
But I read a bunch of murder mystery novels, seen every episode of Law & Order SVU. Great show. And so back in 2007 or 2008, I told myself, well, I'm a teen-ish person.
You know,
this time.
In 2007, I was turning 30. Go on.
Same. but to be like a cool teen, all the cool teens watch horror movies. And so I told myself I have to dip my toe in. And so if I'm going to dip my toe in, I want my hand held by someone I trust. That someone is Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
And
yes.
I knew that if she was with me on the screen, that I would be safe and that I could handle it to watch my first horror movie that she starred in.
That's awesome. Okay, and do you want to say the title?
Yeah, if you couldn't have guessed it already.
Give it to me.
I Know Who Killed Me.
Good job,
An
Jameson.
Incorrectly named movie.
Yeah, I don't even know. Okay, so we watched it on Monday. Jameson's so cool. He put it up on a big screen. I sat on one side of the room. He sat on the other.
True.
Socially distanced. Because, I mean, how cool is it that you put up a screen in your house? Like, that's
well, it's a projector screen. But many people have a TV screen in their homes.
Not me. I was still thought I was at AMC. I was like, you're already blowing my mind with this setup. Because I haven't seen it since July 27th, 2007 at the Grove. Yeah.
Why that specific date? Why do you remember that specific date so well?
Opening day. I think I saw it like in the afternoon, so it might have been the first screening. Like, yeah. Okay. I ran out and saw it.
So you, leading up to the movie, you were already building into the hype.
I was a Lindsay Lohan fan. Mm-hmm. I was like, I Know Who Killed Me. Mm-hmm. And fun fact, Frank Mancuso, who produced some of the Friday 13ths, also produced this movie. So I was like, I saw his name on it. Yeah, producer's name was like, I'm there. But, you know, I knew it was going to be a little sleazy. Mm-hmm. Like, Friday 13ths are a little sleazy. So I was not disappointed. It's sleazy, right?
I think that there are scenes. I will just go
go right
whole
in.
Discussion by saying that since it is near and dear to my heart, I will be practical about this movie, but I will defend it at every opportunity, and I will give it all the benefits of all the doubts.
Wow. Well, tell us what it's about, because I actually, even with two viewings, I'm still lost. I mean, I have an idea, but you could probably break it down.
I'm just invested and committed. I'm not sure if you can see, but I, as an homage to the film, like I have a blue earring in, I have a blue watch on, and I have red shorts.
Wow.
Because I feel I'm a little bit Aubrey, a little bit Dakota,
but all Lindsay.
And a little bit Alexis. That's a Schitt's Creek.
That's
for all the
right.
Schitt's Creek fans out there.
You blew my mind with all that pop culture.
So Aubrey and Dakota. So basically, the rundown of the film is that Lindsay Lohan is a teenager. She's a senior in high school, and she wants to be a creative writer. She wants to be a fiction writer, and she also plays the piano. Very important.
Which I totally forgot. Go on.
And so she is trying to, or she got an early admission to Yale, so she's very excited to do that for writing.
Okay, let me stop you right there.
Yes.
You already have told me so. Okay, I watched this movie twice. Granted, yes. One time was 13 years ago. I watched this Monday. Today's yes. Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't even know she got into Yale. Go on.
Yes. And so, because she's going to pursue creative writing, and you can't focus on two things at once, you just can't.
I'm living proof of that.
So, she had to give up piano. She had to quit piano. And also, just in the background, people are missing. And a girl showed up dead with some limbs amputated. And so, she goes to hang out with her friends after a football game with her boyfriend, who's the quarterback, or he's on.
Who was cute, right?
He's very cute.
Okay, I did a little research on him.
Tell me what you found.
His name's Brian Garrity, and he was also in the 2006 remake of When a Stranger Calls.
Oh.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
And his character name in the movie is Jared, but spelled J-E-R-R-O-D.
Oh.
Which I wouldn't have known except for we were watching it with subtitles. Right. And so that's how
I... Oh my gosh. Just for everyone, I did watch... You saw me watch the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I did watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Which I always very much respect when people have unique spellings of names. And mm-hmm. so I love that. So, but anyway, and so... Aubrey, Lindsay Lohan,
right.
She goes missing in this crowd, and her friends and her boyfriend are like, Aubrey, like, where are you? And she's not
and
there.
And Aubrey's the good girl who does not have sex with her boyfriend.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That is, I think, the only thing that really... Oh, and she doesn't smoke. Like, okay, I'll let you go on.
Oh, yes. No. Those are all facts. She does not smoke. And so she goes missing, and people are like, oh my gosh, like, where'd she go? She's another missing girl, like the other missing girl, but she's Aubrey.
Right.
And so then a couple days later, I didn't get this. A woman is driving, and then a deer or a wolf or something crosses the road, and so she swerves, and then her headlights fall in a ditch. I looked very, very closely. I could not tell. I don't know how she could tell that there was a body in the ditch, because right. I could not tell.
No, yeah, that was... there's... Okay, so I don't even know how many... So was there... Aubrey is the only girl that goes missing, right? Was there another girl that went missing?
No, there was a first girl that went missing.
But she has nothing to do with Aubrey.
Not personally, no.
Right. Okay. And... okay.
Yeah.
I'm up to date. But I think they show, like, hey, this killer is just crazy, right? I think, is that the only reason to have the other girl go missing?
Well, because the body in the ditch, they get the ambulance, bring her into the hospital, and it's quote-unquote Aubrey.
Right.
And she has the same limbs amputated.
Right.
And so that's why they're like, it's the same killer, because what are the odds that two different killers from the same town would amputate the same limbs.
So let's break that down for people who have never seen this movie. It's her right...
I feel so bad for those people.
Right? I mean, you're missing out. Do yourself a favor.
It's a solid 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Great. Get yourself a solid 9. That's right. I said it.
Your famous catchphrase.
That's right. Get yourself a solid 9 and you're going to have a good night. Because disgusting.
Because trying to pull a 10, it's just too hard. It's
no,
too much work.
No, especially when you're an 11.
Yeah.
So the left leg is cut off, right? I don't know. Who cares? It's one of the legs. And one of the arms
left
is cut
leg,
off.
Correct.
Right. So,
because if you say left, right, then people are going to get confused.
So... Yeah, I know, right? No one... I couldn't even remember. So the parents, who's Julie Armand... She's like, I want to say she was in Legends of the Fall, great actress. Mm-hmm. She plays her mom, very good, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She decides to take who she thinks is Aubrey, but it's really Dakota.
Well, yes.
Home, because is she a teenager or college? I'm going to say
she's a senior in high school.
Oh my God.
She's going to She's going to go to Yale.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Because she wakes up in the hospital and freaks out because she doesn't have an arm and a leg anymore.
Right. But Aubrey, the freak out wasn't...
She screamed?
Do you think? she screamed, but I guess
like,
we'd all...
I don't want to be a full scream queen, but like, I'll...
Right. The acting, you know, when it was actually happening, she was good. Like, when they had, like, the whole torture, like, cutting off the hand, all that.
Yes.
I thought that was effective. I was like, ooh, poor Lindsay.
I watched that, and I was like, I get that. Yeah. I also would not want to be there if I were her.
Right.
I would not want my hand cut off. But, I would not want my leg cut off.
Yeah,
I'd
but just, all I'm, the hospital
I'm busy.
Scenes.
I'm busy.
Totally busy. She's busy. She's so busy. So Dakota, unlike Aubrey.
Well, because she wakes up, and her parents are like, oh, my God, Aubrey, we're so glad that you're safe. And she's like, who
the
do you?
Fuck are
okay.
you? Yeah, I don't like to say fuck on my podcast, but you feel
I'll
free
say
to cuss.
It for you.
Yep, thank you.
I'll say it for you. And she's like, yeah. Who the fuck is Aubrey?
Yeah, and she's like, I'm Dakota. And and this is where the beginning of the movie comes into play. The movie begins with a stripper, and it's Dakota. And, well, Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
I mean,
We'll just say Dakota Lindsay, Aubrey Lindsay.
Right.
But we'll just include
Lindsay
in both
of them. We barely have
so
to say Aubrey Lindsay because Aubrey Lindsay's in it for like 5 minutes.
She disappears for a long
time. I mean,
time.
She's like, I'm the good girl, gone. So the rest of the movie is just Dakota chain smoking, saying fuck a lot, and then, well, go on. I'll let you take it from there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and so she's like, I'm Dakota, I'm a stripper, and they say, no, you're Aubrey, you're our daughter, let me
entertain you. Yeah.
Let me rehash these memories with you. And Dakota's like, well, I guess this is better than the strip club right now, so if you're just going to have police around me all the time and I can't leave, I might as well... enjoy living
in this beautiful home.
In this beautiful home. And
okay, and well, here's where the movie takes a turn. Her boyfriend shows up. Dakota don't care that it's Aubrey's boyfriend, so she's like, come upstairs.
No, it's not, well,
wait, no, you tell it better. I tell,
well,
the,
I'm just saying I'm so conflicted about this part because it's not that she doesn't care. She's trying to prove a point because no one will believe that she is not Aubrey.
Yeah, she goes, I don't got my limbs. You're making me stay at this house.
Yes, I do think that there are other ways that she could have gone about it. But her way to prove it is she has sex with Jared, Aubrey's boyfriend. And she's like, would Aubrey have had sex with you? And her boyfriend's like, no. And so she's like, see, case closed.
Right.
And so on the one hand, for Dakota, happy to, you know, go after what you want, just own your sexuality, just be confident in your body, yes, yes, yes. But also, you made a cheater out of Jared should have said no.
He should have said no, but he was like,
probably knew.
My girlfriend could be found, but in the meantime, I'll have sex with a girl that looks just like my girlfriend.
Yes. So a majority of the responsibility falls on Jared.
Right.
But also,
how can
Dakota,
you resist?
Like, you knew.
How could he resist her? Well, first off, that sex scene, it's actually a very long sex scene. I thought it was long. I was like, what is... Oh, dear.
And there are just very thin walls and very thin floors.
Yes.
Because the mom is downstairs in the kitchen cleaning, and she can hear the whole thing.
And I think that was supposed to be like the movie being like, hey, we're gonna, like, it's a dark comedy and the mom's actually having a reaction, like, she doesn't like to hear
not
her
in
daughter
my house.
Yeah, it was like, this is
not my Aubrey.
I didn't laugh. Did you laugh?
Yes,
you did.
Yeah,
I was laughing at the fact that
just of all the memories that came flooding back from when I watched it.
Yeah, from my day at the Grove.
From my youth.
Right. Oh, my God, your youth. That's so funny. My life was over. I was 30.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It was at the end of the road, really, when I saw it.
This is actually via seance. You're speaking to me from the beyond. Your life ended in 2007.
Like, Jameson, we must talk about this wonderful movie. Please make it happen.
Yeah. And so after she has sex with Jared,
she has a cigarette.
She has a cigarette. And just throughout the movie, there are cuts to, one, Aubrey being tortured and being dismembered, and then also flashbacks of Dakota as a stripper, and you find out that everything that's happening to Aubrey was happening to Dakota, and she didn't know why. So she's, like, stripping, and then her finger falls off, but she's like, gotta pay them bills. So she sews the finger back on and goes
on a
back
bus
out there, and she's gonna close her shift.
Right.
Which I respect the work ethic.
Right.
You know?
I was impressed. Admirable. I mean, but it was so much blood. And it was so, it was actually
so
gross.
I would not have woken up.
Oh, and then she decides to, you know, I'm going to sew this funky finger that just fell off right just, back on.
Yeah, it just was, cauterize that thing and just work the four-finger hand.
It was so gross. It's,
if she watches as much Grey's Anatomy as I do, she would know that, like, the blood flow is not coming back. Like, mm-mm. I'm sorry, girl, you should have put that on ice and had it professionally reattached.
Well, nothing
it's just
against
not gonna work.
Dakota, but I don't think she has any surgeon skills. She's got stripping skills.
Yeah.
And, but you know, and I'm not knocking strippers. Good job. They're doing a service.
It's an incredible workout from what I've seen and from what I've heard.
Oh, and by the way,
and
those
just a
strip
great
scenes,
way to control, take control of your body.
Right? I totally agree. I mean, I would do it if anyone wanted to see it.
But you shouldn't do it for other people. You should do it
for yourself.
You. Yeah.
Right.
So
and
that
for the
you
cash.
Feel confident, so that you feel sexy.
You know what? You've given me a goal. Thank you.
Pick up new hobbies.
I it's am quarantine. During the pandemic. But didn't you think those strip scenes were just a little too lingering on young little Lindsay? Or am I, that's my conservativeness just jumping out.
It was just with all the plot holes that could have been filled through additional scenes and dialogues.
Yes.
The scenes went on for too long. It's just kind of at a point where, like, you get the context after a little bit, and then it's like, all right, but, like, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. I was like, okay, if you're going to, like, stop the movie to have long sex scenes or long naked... Not, she wasn't naked.
Mm-mm.
Close to naked. No, actually, she wasn't. But, You have so much going on with people losing legs and arms and like moms trying to be like, this is my daughter. There's just
and Real Housewives just popping up.
That's
to,
right.
To
oh, thank you
crimes.
For thank you.
I was gonna say this is your time.
This
to
is
shine.
Yes. Okay, so there's two housewives in it. There's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Garcelle Bouvet. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right.
It's okay.
And then the other one is Atlanta housewife Kenya Moore plays a fellow stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I should have said what Garcelle did. She was a cop.
Yes.
And she was actually putting together everything and explaining it to us, the viewer, which I really appreciated. I was
absolutely.
Like,
oh. She was a very competent at her job for, I mean, who would guess?
Not me.
Who would figure these things out?
Not me. And I still, you know, I'm getting it now.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's easier to talk it through. And I think that's... Oh, I'm gonna try and just, like, wrap up the rest of the
no,
plot
please
in, like, 15
do.
Seconds, and then we can dive into
things.
How the movie was made. So basically, after all the sex, then Dakota keeps on trying to be like, I'm Dakota. And then she, since she's bored, she decides to do a little sleuthing of her own. And she Googles random bleeding, and thankfully the first search result was a mythic thing referencing stigmata, where, like, if there are twins, then what happens to one happens to the other. And she's like, ah, this must be it, I'm a twin. Her mom is like, you're not a twin, like, I delivered you. And then she's like, oh, then the only logical explanation is that my Aubrey's father Daniel is hiding something, and this woman's baby actually died in birth, and so Daniel bought a twin off of
eBay.
A woman who was addicted to drugs, who was also in the hospital at the same time, and so Dakota had to stick with the drug-addicted mother, and Aubrey got to live with this family, and so she's like, we have to go save Aubrey, and Daniel's like, but my secret, and she's like, Daniel, and he's like, fine. And so then they go, I don't know how... Then they go to a cemetery, and she finds a ribbon from the other dead girl, and she's like, ah, it's the piano teacher, which I don't know how she would know that. I guess maybe there was a psychic connection between Dakota and Aubrey. I don't know. And then they go and chase down the piano teacher, and then there's a big fight, and then Daniel may or may not be killed. I'm not sure. And
the
then,
dad?
Yes.
Okay,
and then
thank
Dakota
you.
Kills a piano teacher.
Oh, very graphically.
Yeah.
I actually really
he was
enjoyed
very
that.
Surprised that there was a twin. He did not know. He had
no,
not
he's like,
oh,
damn.
And then she finds Aubrey, because I guess after he dismembered her, he put her in a wedding dress for whatever reason.
That was interesting.
And buried her alive, but then Dakota saves her.
With a coffin that was like a mirror?
It was just a blue glass coffin.
Blue glass. I want to be buried in a blue glass coffin. So
I love that for you. I love that journey for you. Hopefully not buried alive.
Well, you know what?
You know
Mix
what?
It up.
I'm going to want more for you than you want for yourself.
Thank you.
And so that's how the movie ends. Which, obviously.
You did such a good job explaining that. Because I totally forgot about the dad. I totally forgot about him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the key.
He was the key. So, wait. Let's go back a little bit.
Yeah.
The dad... Remember the other day when I lost my voice?
Mm-hmm. And then water solved it?
I know. Well, now I only have a milkshake.
Wow.
But, so the dad stole a baby?
Bought a baby.
Because
the drug-addicted mother wanted money. And also just, if you don't have the means, I'm sure that twins are very difficult to take care of. One child's difficult to take
care of. Right, one dog is.
So she's like, bye-bye. Take this baby. And then the dad, how I feel about this movie is that it's like they had all the ingredients. Mm-hmm. They just didn't have the correct recipe to bake the appropriate movie. Like there were a lot of compelling pieces and plot twists and all that stuff. And they had good actors and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And some good cinematography and all that stuff. They just didn't have enough.
Do you think it would have been
cohesively string it together? Because Dakota figures out, because her mom would get
She would get money
in the mail,
and then she went there and found the that part. It was gross.
When her mom OD'd.
Yes.
The drug.
Body's still in the gross ass apartment.
Yes. And so she's holding an envelope with cash, and it has a New Salem
postmark,
which is where Aubrey lives. And so that's how Dakota puts it together, I guess.
Everything we just talked about, that's a lot of stuff. Like, if you're not paying attention to the movie, and I was paying attention, it was up on a big screen, I still was lost.
Yeah. And they also had, at the beginning, Aubrey kind of flirts with the gardener.
Yes.
And so they set it up for him to be a great red herring of, is he the killer?
Nothing.
But then they never do anything.
Nothing. And she's all like, he's all getting all like fresh with her, and she's kind of like flirty with him. So you're like, okay, is this going to come into play later?
No.
Nothing. Nothing. They're like, here's a girl that's being kind of sexual, but not stripper sexual.
Mm-hmm.
So that was do you think the movie would have been better? I don't even know if I should say this out loud. Do you think the movie would have been better without Lindsay Lohan?
No.
See, I think I enjoyed it more because these are the things I know. I know that the movie was shut down for 3 days in the beginning because Lindsay was dehydrated. And then it shut down for a month because Lindsay was exhausted and dehydrated.
Yeah.
So, are we just getting a version of well, she showed up today.
I think that a majority of the problems are story problems. And I mean, as I've said from the beginning, love Lindsay Lohan. She's not always made the best decisions. I'm not going to support all the decisions that she's made. But also, I don't know what it's like to grow up as a child star. I was not one.
I do. And community theater. Everyone's like, Tim, can I have your autograph? And I'm like, listen.
So much of you, the pressure. And also, even just not being a child star, but living in LA for the past 5 years, I get it. You can go off the rails.
Wait, you've been here 5 years now?
Yeah.
That's great.
This
coming February 27th, I will be here 20 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. For
Happy
all the
early anniversary.
Thank you very much. It's been a fun journey.
And maybe by the 20-year mark, you will realize that Lindsay Lohan was not the problem with this movie.
No, let me just rewind. I love Lindsay Lohan.
She elevated it.
She did. And you know what? I mean, I think it was more compelling knowing that I know how much... I know who killed me. Knowing what I know, how hard it was to get this movie made.
Mm-hmm.
You stop a movie for 30 days and then come back. I mean, I know that's nothing because we've been in a 7-month pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when there was no pandemic, they just shut everything down for 30 days.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's tough. Yeah. And people and paychecks and a lot of money moving around. And so I'm not saying that she was a perfect star of a movie, and I'm not excusing that kind of behavior. Like, people are trying to work, like,
right,
trying to do that. But yeah, I think a lot of it is story stuff like that. And also just things of, you could tell that there was a vision. And there were moments that it seemed like they thought that they were being subtle, when really they were just smacking you over the head. Like, they had a whole blue-red color motif of blue is Aubrey,
yes,
and red is Dakota. And they thought, like, sometimes it works, like in Little Women, where you find out afterwards that each of the characters had a color palette, and then you go back and watch it again.
That's like one of your favorite movies, right?
Yes. They're like, how subtle, how brilliant, this adds to it. I Know Who Killed Me was not that. Everything was blue. Like, Aubrey's entire, drove a blue car. She had blue roses. In the first scene, the piano player is wearing this, like,
gaudy
blue ring. Yeah. And so I said, oh, did they just give away in the very beginning?
And you know what's weird? You even said, like, did they just give it away in the beginning? I made a mental note. Watch the movie. Completely forgot. And then you're like, it is the piano teacher. And I was like, you know what? I still didn't remember.
And in different movies, that would have been a hint that you would have come back to. And then when you watched it again, I guess it worked for me. Although when I was 15 and I watched it for the first time, all of those, like, nods went completely over my head. So I was shocked.
But now,
watching it a second time, I was like, oh, he's a killer.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I just thought back in 2007 I think it was, like, a lot of reboots were being made. And, like, you know, Scream was still pretty hot. I can't believe I just said it was hot. But, you know,
it's going to be hot again.
It's going to be hot. Yeah.
My pitch, because I'm sure the producers of Scream 5 are listening.
They are.
Are listening to this podcast.
They tweet me all the time. They're like, next podcast, please. And I'm like, give it a minute. I'm busy doing nothing.
You know, in Scream 4, how they have all the false starts of, like,
yes, Sinead Grimes with Christine Bell. I said Christine Bell. I love Kristen Bell.
And they have all those, like, fake openings before the real movie starts. I would love, my dream would be for Scream 5 to open with Lindsay Lohan and Amanda Bynes being the fake out opening of Scream 5.
Could you imagine the weaves? I think it would
save the economy. Save the economy, cure the pandemic. That's what we need.
I love Amanda Bynes. Fun fact, I work security on What I Like About You. What I Like About You with Jenny Garth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Leslie Grossman.
Oh my God. I love Leslie Grossman. I had such a good time working that show. But then I was asked to work this other show called Friends. And I was like, you know what? Don't make me choose.
Wow.
And I chose Friends.
I support that choice. And then you got to experience both, at least.
I did.
You have experiences on both.
I will say the audience, I can't believe I'm talking about this, but the audience for What I Like About You was so young. Teen girls loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Friends was like, everyone loved Friends. So it was like the audience was so diverse.
Right.
But for Amanda Bynes, it was like kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, funny story. Because I wanted to get, like, in the mood to do this podcast. Mm-hmm. And so to drive over here, I was like, oh, I'll look up, I'll download the soundtrack of I Know Who Killed Me. And I'll drive over with it and just, like,
get
in my place.
Yes.
I don't know what is up with iTunes. On iTunes, the soundtrack only has one song. It is a 1-minute piano piece called, like, A Daughter Is Dead.
Only one?
Yeah, but I listened to it anyway, and so I just listened to it on a loop on my whole drive over here.
Oh my gosh, how do you feel now? Do you feel possessed?
It made me understand why Aubrey decided to quit piano. I was like, right,
she's like, I got Yale, I have a boyfriend who I'm not having sex with.
And also, if her teacher just made her play the song over and over again, I'm like, I get it, Aubrey.
Oh, do you think it was the teacher's song? Oh my gosh, I wonder if the podcast is picking up this airplane. We'll find out.
Because I'm sure you always listen back to your podcast.
I do. I listen to it for like hours and I go, ugh. What a hunk I am.
Then you just get out there and advertise it on all the apps. And right. You're like, if you mm-hmm. want to know what it's like to
spend an evening with me. It's just me trying to remember things. That's it, really.
Yeah. But, I mean, I appreciate Lindsay trying to do more adult roles. And I actually looked up, because I was trying to put the timeline of her career.
Ooh.
And so I thought, oh, this is kind of when she disappeared for a long time because she had legal troubles and all that stuff. And then she came back with her reality show a couple of years ago. I looked up her IMDb. I didn't know it, but that girl was working.
Yes, she was.
The entire time. And the only gap in her IMDb is between, I believe it's 2015 and 2018. So there's just like a
2015 to 2018?
Yes. And guess what her next movie, it was in pre-production before COVID. Now I don't know the future of it, but.
Arachnophobia.
Mm-mm.
What?
It's another thriller.
What is it called? I don't know who killed me.
It's called, I wish. It's called Cursed. And
ooh.
It's with Mickey Rourke.
Oh dear.
And he's a psychiatrist at a hospital and a mental patient breaks out.
Is she the mental patient?
Contribute that trope. No, she's listed as
nurse number two.
She's listed as a female police detective. And I was like, couldn't she just be a police detective?
Oh my God. I'm totally going to see that, of course.
Yeah. So she teams up with him.
Did you see the Lindsay Lohan movie, The Canyons?
No.
I have the Blu-ray. You can borrow it. Oh, do you have a Blu-ray player? Will.
Absolutely.
Okay, because some people are like, I don't have a DVD player. I just stream. Just stream. Like, they're too good.
Every year, I buy one or two Blu-ray DVDs of my favorite movies of the year.
Is totally going to pick up. That's a car just in my neighborhood.
Just someone overcompensating and just revving it up in West Hollywood.
That's terrible. Oh.
Just let people know.
Oh God, you just told everyone where I lived. Oh, the fans.
He doesn't live there.
That's right. I live in Portugal.
Go visit him.
Is COVID bad in Portugal right now?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either. I just picked that up.
It's better than here.
Is it?
Oh. Everywhere is.
That's true. But yeah, I highly recommend The Canyons.
I want to watch it.
Blu-ray
DVDs are the best.
There's ding dongs in The Canyon.
Like ding dong ditching, like the prank.
No, ding dong meaning penis.
Oh, I think you just say dong. You don't need the ding.
Oh, okay. Well, a porn star plays the male lead in the movie The Canyons.
Good.
It's not a horror movie.
Oh.
It's not even a psychological thriller. I still don't know what it is. It's just Lindsay. Having complicated relationships.
Very, very nuanced, very subtle.
Yes, sure. And like very some subtle, famous sure. director directed it, and it was going to be her big comeback. And
it's never too late for a comeback.
I know.
She can have so many comebacks.
Yeah, she can have so many. I think there's, how many people follow Lindsay Lohan on Instagram?
Well, because in the article I was reading about Cursed, because I was trying to see if it was still happening. And so there was an article that she went viral earlier this week because she sent a cryptic on September 12th, I guess. She tweeted at Taylor Swift, but nothing else.
I actually liked
context.
It. I saw that and I liked
like,
it.
People are like, what does this mean? And so in that article, it said that she has like 8.6 million followers on Twitter or something.
I have 15
now people think that
million.
They're collaborating on a song.
Oh my gosh.
I'm here for it. Did you hear Lindsay's song that she released in?
I had her.
I know way too much about Lindsay.
No. I'm right there with you. As you're talking, I had her CDs. Father to Daughter. Remember that one? Father to Daughter. And there was that other one, like, where the paparazzi always were following her and she's like,
yes.
Rumors starting. Yeah.
I'm sick of being followed.
Yeah, sing it.
And then Herbie Fully Loaded, she had the
song
I
in
Wanna Come First.
Yeah.
Which
okay, how did she
now
ever
has a different meaning in adult life.
Right. Did you watch the Oprah show about her?
No, I saw mainly the memes that came out about it. Oprah tried.
Oprah, she did. She got okay. Lindsay tried. Lindsay got $2 million for that. $2 million for like 8 episodes of just her around the city trying not to be filmed. No joke. Good they were her. Like knock on the door like, Lindsay, we're filming a reality show, and she's like, come back. Not today.
It's tough.
It is tough.
Sometimes you just need to go to Mykonos and
open a club.
Collect yourself. Just take a step back.
Yeah. Which she did.
Mm-hmm. That's my plan.
Mine too.
When I go off the rails.
Well, is there any other facts or is there anything else we should discuss? Okay. Here's some fun facts.
Yeah.
It won nominated for 9 Golden Raspberry Awards, and she was nominated twice because she had dual roles.
Which is amazing. Like, I think that that's an accomplishment.
I do too. If you're playing twins.
Double nom in any category.
Right? I mean, I know I was up for best actor in high school for the end of the year Thespians, but I won most improved.
That's good.
No, I wanted best actor.
We like growth.
Thank you. We'll take that. We'll take growth. Here's another fun fact. The budget of the film was, did I already tell you this?
No.
Okay, play dumb if I already did. It was $12 million, and guess how much it pulled in at the box office?
$750,000.
$9 million.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, it didn't break even. Underestimating it.
Yeah, it didn't break even, but that's okay.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And I also feel like I really appreciate that she got her start. Parent Trap, Twins.
Right.
I Know Who Killed Me. Which is the movie should not be called that because
she called
like,
Parent
I know
Trap
who killed
2.
Me, but she's not dead. So it's like he didn't kill you. He's in the process.
Right.
I know who is killing me.
I'm
a grammar snob.
Because she didn't actually die. So
no.
The two girls only I don't even know if the other girl was dead when she dug her up. Was she dead?
Because if one happens to one happens to the other. So like if
she was she
dead,
just
kind of
just existing,
dead.
She's like, oh, I'm in a grave.
Well, I'm sure she was probably dehydrated.
Right. She was exhausted and dehydrated. We can't film for the next
Not
30
a lot
days.
Of energy. Not
right.
a lot of energy. But now I think in another 10 years or something, then or like 20, whenever Lindsay Lohan gets to be like middle age, then she needs to play
well,
twins again.
I think she's
And then
there.
When she's elderly, then she needs to play twins again. And so
right.
just she's good
in
at
wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Aubrey and Dakota in wheelchairs without their limbs.
Be like nursing home pranksters.
Mm-hmm. I Know Who Killed Me wheelchair style.
I Know Who Killed Me, so I'm going to kill them back.
Right. If you killed me, get ready. I'm going to kill you back. That's a good title. Or my personal favorite. This is the one that I turned down. I was like, don't you dare kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
so stop.
Right. I've said too much. All right. Is there anything else, Jameson? Do you want people to, they do this on other podcasts. Do you want people to follow you on Instagram or Twitter or what else is there?
I really don't.
Strangers need not apply. Don't you dare track down Jameson. He's not interested in fans. Now
don't
me, on the other hand, I already have 2 billion. So feel free to make it 3. Feel free to make it 3. That's right. I'm not even tipsy. I'm totally just relaxed in
You're
my
just
backyard.
You're dehydrated. You're going to need 3 days off of the podcast.
I did. Oh, I talked for 30
will turn
minutes.
Into a month.
Right? I know. The gaps in between these are so.
The gaps.
There's so much gaps. I should put them out like most podcasts and do it like every Monday.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Well, you know, it's never too late to make a.
Turn.
No, you probably just...
I know.
Just
Who killed
don't
me?
Don't set yourself up for disappointment.
I know. Let's just do it.
When the spirit moves you.
Yeah.
Watch a movie. Talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, so thank you so much for... Sorry. There was like a bug.
I just tried to kill Tim.
Yeah.
He's like, don't you dare kill
but
me.
But I know who killed me. It was Jameson. Thank you so much for coming over to my house and talking about Lindsay Lohan. That was so much fun.
I will do it. Any day of the week.
There okay. Just don't tell Matt. Did you see a rat?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Gross.
Power line.
I mean, in my mansion, we don't have rats.
Mm-mm.
He's Jameson's
the butler
things.
Will see me out.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much. That was so much fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh. It was so much fun. And I don't know. Words of wisdom?
Matt, you need to come back.
Oh, yeah. Matt, we're looking forward to seeing you again. So
the viewers, the listeners miss you.
Yes. I mean, Jameson and I don't, but, you know, some people. Just kidding. We totally miss you. All right. Have a great evening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.